Welcome to Voices Unplugged, featuring stories that matter, voices that inspire, and perspectives that may challenge the status quo. Unplug from the noise of everyday life to connect with fascinating student hosts from all walks of life. So grab your headphones, sit back, and let's amplify the conversations that need to be heard.
Chickadee's chicken, so good you'll cluck to yourself just thinking about it. Cross the street and get to the other side of joy with our new offer. Kids eat for $5 every Tuesday from 5 to 9. Now that's a deal worth risking your tail for. Tell a friend and enjoy some Chickadee's. The following message is sponsored by Chickadee's. Striking it rich, give me some advice to strike it rich. Hello everyone, this is Caitlin speaking for Striking It Rich, the podcast where any kid can make it big. Today I will be speaking on the ways teens can personally finance for themselves. Personal finance is a very important step in ensuring that the money you make stays with you for a longer period of time. It's important to learn from a young age that most things cost money, and in today's economy, those things are very expensive. By making wise financial decisions, you will be able to reach your financial dreams early. All right, well, let's start off with looking at an article, 8 Financial Tips for Young Adults by Amy Fontenelle. The main point that Amy makes in this article is that by saving and learning more about simple financial rules, you will be able to build a much healthier financial future for yourself at a younger age. So I kind of remember my dad giving us advice of splitting up money when we were younger. So we had these envelopes where we would put our spending, savings, and tithe money into every time we got money, whether that be from chores, our birthday, holidays, etc. Amy's advice is to use cash and not card, which I kind of have to agree with, because when you use cash, it's something physical that you can see being taken away from you. But with credit and debit cards, it's much harder to comprehend. Like, oh, I just dropped $100 on that. She also mentions an emergency fund, which I was taught to have a minimum amount of money in your account at all times. Something like a $100 buffer for emergencies. And then I have 2 savings accounts. One that I'm actively saving up for things for, like a car, a house, school, stuff like that. And then another thing where if things go wrong. So like I get laid off my job, I get into a car accident, stuff like that. So these were just a few points of hers that I wanted to highlight since they were things that I could relate to and I know actually work. And her quote from this article was, "Start right now. The younger you are, the more your savings can grow." Best quote out there. I mean, come on. So, all right, next up, we have a YouTube video from a guy named Humphrey Yang. And the whole point of his video was to give teens the foundation necessary to start building a business or to just help them build financial success in general. Now, this Yang guy seems to know what he's talking about. His main points were to start saving young, build credit, buy smart, watch your debt, and start investing. Saving money seems to be the key tip here since now both Yang and Fontenelle have suggested it. Now, building credit is where their opinions seem to differ a little bit. Fontenelle was saying to not have a credit or debit card because it's not physical money and your mind won't be able to comprehend as easily how much you're actually spending. While Yang says it's better to have a credit card that you spend very small amounts on every month and then you pay it off at the end of the month in order to help you build your credit earlier. See, this is a tricky one for me. Because I know that building credit is important, especially if you're intending on taking out loans later in life. But it can be a very dangerous game, especially for young people. So if you're going to have a credit card, just be careful. Now, he says to buy smart, which basically means to buy things that you will get a return in money from. So this could be things like buying a camera and starting a side business, or something you can build a skill on and then make money off of. Watching your debt would be considering if you were going into debt for, like, is it worth what you're going into debt for? Like school, for example, like college. Lots of kids are not going to college these days because of how much debt they're going into. And they're, like, stressing over the fact that they're going to make enough in order to cover all of that or if they're just going to be in debt for a really long time. So his final point would be that you should start investing. So build a business by word of mouth through your friends, classmates, and just spread the word on your business or your product as much as you can. So his main focus here was like building businesses young, starting that side hustle from a young age. And he says, it's all about yourself and your drive. So there you have it. Striking It Rich has partnered with Chickadee's Chicken. Use our promo code RICHONCHICKEN the next time you order through the Chickadee's app to receive a free treat on us. All right, I'm back. Let's take a final look here. So we've got an article from Halsey Schreicher. His article is titled Personal Finance for Young Adults, Savings Basics and the Power of Compounding. So his main points are to establish a budget, save for retirement, and to have an emergency fund. Time and time again, saving is our reoccurring tip for personal finance for teens. So open up a savings account. It's not that difficult, and it will help you more than hurt you in the long run. Having an emergency fund is also a tip that's been mentioned several times, and it's something that is extremely helpful. I know it's helped me out a couple of times. So it's important to start practicing these things young. That way, it's like second nature when you officially become an adult, and like it won't be as hard to adjust. Lastly, Schreicher suggests starting to save for retirement. This is a new tip that we haven't really gotten from the last two sources, but it does make sense. By starting to save for retirement in your teen years, you can build a lot of interest and make a very juicy 401k. So these tips are useful and important if you want to be financially stable from a young age. He says, if you know what your goals are, you will have a better idea of how much you need to save and can create a plan that will help you turn those dreams into a reality. As you guys can see, there are several ways you as a teen could make yourself financially stable. I hope that you learned something here today and that you can begin to practice some of these helpful tips. Thanks for listening. Have you ever heard that the early bird gets the worm? Well, at Chickadee's, you can be the early bird that gets the deals. For a limited time only, Chickadee's will be giving guests 20% off all breakfast meals between the hours of 7 and 10 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Don't miss out on these excellent deals. Come buy your family Chickadee's today. Striking it rich. Thanks for that advice to Strike It Rich.
Hello, everyone. My name is Anna. I'm taking Intro to Mass Media this semester. For this podcast, I'm going to be talking about things to learn in your 20s. My first lesson is don't take criticism from people you would never go to for advice. If you wouldn't ask them for advice, why would you take criticism from them? It is important to seek advice from people who we trust and respect and those who trust and respect us back. My second lesson is no matter how hard life can get, always go to bed grateful for everything you have. Always be thankful for what you have. Gratitude is a powerful skill that everyone should have. Being grateful for what you have and not dwell on what you don't have is good for your mental health. An example of this would be journaling. My third lesson is to take the time to enjoy the little things with the people who mean the most. It is so important to prioritize quality time with loved ones and not let school and work take over. Enjoying simple things like getting breakfast with your boyfriend or girlfriend, calling your grandparents, and treating yourself to ice cream when you're out with a friend. My fourth lesson is to always take time for your mental health. Taking time for your mental health in your 20s is crucial for building a healthy foundation for your future. Prioritizing your mental health can manage stress and improve overall well-being. Investing in your mental health now can lead to greater happiness and success in both your personal and professional life. My fifth lesson is money isn't everything in your 20s. While financial stability is important, it is crucial to remember that money isn't everything in your 20s. Pursuing your passions and building meaningful relationships can bring more long-term happiness than simply focusing on your wealth. Learning to live within your means and finding fulfillment in non-material things can help you lead a more balanced and fulfilling life. My sixth lesson is to always listen to your mother, even though you don't think she's right. Even though it can be difficult to take your mother's advice in your 20s, it is important to consider her perspective and wisdom. Listening to your mother, even when you disagree, can provide life lessons and help you avoid falls. Your mother has likely had similar challenges and can help guide you through the ups and downs of your 20s. My 7th lesson is to always enjoy a sunset at night and a sunrise to start your day. Taking a moment to enjoy a sunset at night can be a peaceful experience, and it helps you unwind and reflect on your day. Watching a sunrise can be an energizing way to start your day on a positive note, which can help you with motivation. Whether you prefer to take in the beauty of a sunset or sunrise, incorporating these into your routine can enhance your overall well-being. My 8th lesson is to take pictures of everything you want to remember. Taking pictures of your memories in your 20s is a great way to capture the moments that you want to cherish for a lifetime. Whether it's a night out with friends or a quiet moment alone, taking pictures can help save the memories of your 20s. With smartphones and social media, it's easier than ever to document your experiences and share with others. And that concludes my podcast on things to know in your 20s. I hope that you gained some practical tips to help you navigate through this exciting and challenging decade of your life. Remember to take ownership of your choices, embrace growth, and to learn and enjoy the journey. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for joining us on Voices Unplugged. Keep listening, keep learning, and keep leading those voices.